Ohio.us.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228
EP Oakland.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
In Washington, President Biden and the First Lady traveled to northern Florida 3 days after Hurricane Idalia hit and damaged that region. He urged people to hang in there.
Hundreds of broken power poles, down power lines, means many of you in Live Oak still have no power. I know it's frustrating and it's hard. And I've directed FEMA to help you in every way they can.
The president also addressed another recent Florida event, the white gunman who killed three black people at a convenience store in Jacksonville in what is considered a racist hate crime.
Hate will not prevail in America. Hate will not prevail in America. Racism will not prevail in America. Domestic terrorism will not prevail in America.
Former New Mexico governor and U.N. Ambassador Bill Richardson has died, CBS's Lana Zack reports.
After leaving politics, Richardson continued to devote himself to public policy through the Richardson Center for Global Engagement, focusing on conflict resolution and prisoner release, as well as the Foundation to Preserve New Mexico Wildlife. The center said in a statement that he died last night at his summer home in Massachusetts. Mickey Bergman, vice president of the Richardson Center, said, quote, "There was no person that Governor Richardson would not speak with if it held the promise of returning a person to freedom."
Bill Richardson was 75. Singer-songwriter Jimmy Buffett was 76 when he died. He was the creator of what some call beach bum soft rock. And he sure did love the beach, says Key West City Commissioner Clayton Lopez.
Jimmy always, he called Key West home. No matter wherever else he built a house, or wherever he decided to reside for the moment, Key West was always home.
With close to 150 million of us on the move this end of summer holiday weekend, we are spending more to do it.
Yes, the airports and roads are full this Labor Day weekend. And yes, that scream you hear is coming from your wallet.
AAA expects the roads to be packed, and there is a possibility that we'll exceed pre-pandemic levels for air travel. And we are exceeding pre-pandemic levels for spending because everything costs more right now.
Jesse Ashlock of Condé Nast Traveler. Nearly 150 million Americans have travel plans this weekend, most of them by road. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
As for the state of labor this Labor Day,
nurses, hotel and factory workers, and Starbucks baristas, they are amongst the employees who have been raising pickets nationwide.
And entertainment industry writers and performers, too, for months now. That's Kara Finstrom of CBS LA. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate in Dane County. Find more at movetomadison.com and by Dyke Glass and Gifts. Three Madison locations, Odana Road, Monona Drive, and Willie Street. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Let's kick off tonight with a double dip of Amelia Ford. Brand new music from Amelia Ford. Her brand new song is called Hate Her. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Finger to your wishes. You can flip the chair.
We're not afraid to talk to you.
We're not afraid to make you your victim.
Out Loud. That's Amelia Ford on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Before that, brand new Amelia Ford before that. This song was called Hate Her. That's out right now on all the streaming networks. Plus, you could download it from her webpage. Amelia Ford is busy, too. She's at the Stubborn Brewing in Swano, Wisconsin tonight. Next Friday, September 8th, she'll be at the Oak Brewing Company in Milwaukee. And she'll be in the Devil's Lair in November here on Max Inc. Radio. And be sure to follow Amelia Ford on the socials. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. I'm here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. Rocker, we're bringing original local music to the people. How you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling good after that first Amelia tune. Dude, wow.
That song is awesome.
Was really good.
I got to preview it last night after she sent it to me, and I was like, I couldn't wait to play it. It had to be number one out of the gate tonight.
Out of Green Bay.
For sure. And I'm looking forward to her appearance here in the Devil's Lair as well, coming up in November. Dude, downtown is buzzing today. Downtown Madison.
Wow.
We're broadcasting around the state on the Civic Media Radio Network, but in downtown Madison, the Mad Radio Studios, got the Taste of Madison happening. It's the first Badger game. I'm not sure how much I can talk about the it's still ongoing. It's like in the fourth quarter. So I don't know how much I can say.
Don't jinx it.
I can't say much. I don't know, legal stuff. The lawyers might explode over here in the office.
Well, either way, it's a double dip down here downtown, right?
No doubt.
And there's just tons of people down here. And Taste of Madison actually ends right on our corner.
Yeah, there's a barricade right there.
You know, yeah.
On my way here, I had to park over on Butler Street because I was coming from the west side. I had to do a job on the east side of the Capitol on Butler Street. I parked. I got a place right up Butler and East Wash. But on my way past here at Carroll Street, there was a line for the ramp. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to get a parking spot. So I just...
Wow.
I kept my parking spot on Butler. I was paid through until 5:30. I walked here to the studio.
Oh, my.
I stopped at the 107 bar on State Street, 107 State Street.
Oh, yeah.
I had a couple of beers, and I had a slider, one of those four-pack of sliders.
Yes.
Delicious, beautiful service to 107 State Street. Thank you for the food. Appreciate that. But, dude, good luck parking downtown tonight.
Wow. I got here, and I found a spot right away. I must just have,
You had the luck.
Rockstar luck.
You got the rockstar parking out there. It's amazing. Right outside the door. The first Badger game, we're playing Buffalo. And Rocker, you told me a tidbit off air before we went on the air today about Buffalo.
Well, yeah, that's my dad's alma mater. My dad went to the U of B.
That's
amazing. I have a lot of family over in Buffalo, and they're hardcore Bills fans.
What?
So I feel bad for him.
What was his major? What did he do? What was his thing?
Engineering. Electrical engineering.
That's right.
Of course, worked for, GE for many years and worked on teams that developed the CAT scan and the MRI and all kinds of medical equipment.
Wow. Amazing. The Pops is all the monitors in town getting beat by the Badgers right now. I love it.
Jimmy, I actually brought an x-ray tube to show and tell in fourth grade. That tells you how I grew up.
What was it an x-ray of?
An x-ray tube, Jimmy.
Oh, a tube.
The whole, the actual
tube.
You
brought the machine to show and tell.
Well, not the machine, just the tube.
Giving everybody radiation, What's coming up on the big show tonight? We got a lot of cool people visiting us tonight.
Oh, we do. And, the Dark Star Art Bar, Sam Johnson, it's his birthday tonight. He was supposed to be in here, but he wasn't able to make it. So maybe we'll talk a little bit about the stuff going on at the Dark Star Art Bar. Va-va-voom, rock and roll fundraiser, car and bike show. We're going to be talking to Michelle Braun. She's going to tell us about this Guitar for Vets fundraiser. And Viv and Riley, they talked with Terry Barr earlier this week. Terry isn't in tonight, but somehow she always makes sure we have an interview when she's not here so we can hear her voice. And of course, the Devil's Lair tonight. Sam Lyons is coming in from Milwaukee. He's a former Madisonian, moved to Milwaukee, and he's got quite a story to tell, and he'll be here for the Devil's Lair.
Plus, I'll have Max and Kevy at 10 o'clock tonight. Karma, Bloody Karma, and Cold Black River will be my guest in Max and Kevy after 10 o'clock tonight. Plus, we'll hear about Essential Last Crack. We'll have all the details about Riff Raff Fest happening at the Pollock Inn up in Wausau, Wisconsin. Hello, WXCO listeners. Happy to have you along. In the meantime, the Mamas were last Sunday. We'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. And we're going to hear music that won the Album of the Year, Performer of the Year, Song of the Year, Artist of the Year, and right now the Instrumentalist of the Year is Kyle Wrightly and his song Rabbit Hole. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Down a rabbit hole again. I first came here looking for something else, then lost myself again. And you gone down a rabbit hole, my friend. You first came here to learn about something new, then lost where you came in. Little tune, help me fall asleep. You try to read the room, you know you're in too deep when you say every cloud can have a shape. You can connect the dots into a face. Every flicker is a code.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I like to think I don't feel anything. Then my brain takes over, 'cause the ties to my heart and wires kickstart electricity flows like blood, and it's running through my rusty veins. I know it's corroding, but I can't feel it stay. Yeah. can't trust anybody that's seen me cry. Thank you.
Radio on Civic Media, the Jimmies, and drinking Mackenzie Moore before that with Mannequin. So Mackenzie Moore won the album of the year with her album Out of Nowhere. That's the song Mannequin is off that album. The Jimmies, they won Performer of the Year with their song, well, I just played the song Drinking, but they were the Performer of the Year. I saw Jimmy Vaguely at the Mamas last Sunday at the Crucible Rocker. I know you weren't there, but I stopped in, got to hang out for most of the evening. Cat and Hurricane played a really awesome set. So did the Mascot Theory and the Rascal Theory.
Wow, a lot of theories.
It was a very theory. And there were some jokes about that, too. Shout out to Ty Christian and... Rob Dees for hosting the Mamas this year. It was pretty cool. And congratulations to Buzz Kemper for winning the Lifetime Achievement Award this year.
Wow. Oh, that's pretty cool.
In the presentation, there was a lot of stuff about Buzz that I did not know about, you know?
Yeah.
He's a very interesting guy. Congratulations.
Been in it a long time.
It's not too late. You can still make a donation to the Mamas, help put musical instruments in the hands of kids. Go to themamas.org, themamas.org.
And you know, Jimmy, the Jimmies are actually celebrating their 15-year anniversary. They've been a band for 15 years.
I thought it would be longer than that for some reason.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Rocker, it's sad time on Max Inc. Radio. It's time for Rockstar Death Notices.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jimmy Buffett, he passed away.
You heard the news. So last week, who was it last week, Rocker?
Bernie Marsden from Whitesnake.
That's right. That's right. This week, Jimmy Buffett passed away. This morning, I woke up to that news.
Yeah, Margaritaville. There's, I heard you can go on YouTube and there's this great video of these guys that go around to like every single Margaritaville in the country and they do a little tribute.
Were you a Jimmy Buffett fan growing up?
You know, a little bit. I mean, everybody's, you know, if you've been to some Grateful Dead concerts, you probably listen to a little Jimmy Buffett, too.
You know, this song, Margaritaville, classic, yeah. You know?
Yeah. His career was really kind of made from that song.
Well, and he was a good guy, too. I got to see Jimmy Buffett perform.
Really?
Back in the 90s at Alpine Valley.
Yeah, of course.
When he came, you know, I was driving a taxi at the time. I took a van load of people to Alpine Valley to see Jimmy Buffett.
A van load? How many people fit in your van, Jimmy?
It was like 11 or 12 people.
What?
They were all drinking, getting drunk on the way down. It was a good time. But they gave me a ticket as a tip or as part of my tip. So I got to see the show. And I was kind of a metalhead back then.
Yeah.
Metal punk.
Like as opposed to now.
Right. And I was amazed by how good the show was.
Yeah.
I was shocked, actually. I really enjoyed it. And I really liked the crowd, the parrot heads.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, I wonder, you know, Kirsty Krause, she's down in the Florida Keys right now. They have a bunch of big festivals going down.
Yeah.
So I imagine that there's going to be a whole lot of tributing of Jimmy Buffett.
Everybody's going to pay tribute to Jimmy Buffett and have a margarita.
Have a margarita and think about the beach.
Sam Johnson, the owner of the Dark Star, he couldn't make it in tonight, but we're going to talk a little bit about the Dark Star. Plus, we got a Max Inc. radio show coming up there shortly. Plus, Michelle Braun, she's going to join us in studio. Let's have a margarita, listen to some original local music on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
It's a Max Inc. Concert Showcase. Hey all, Jimmy K here. Join me as I broadcast live from the Dark Star Art Bar in Madison, Saturday, September 16th, 6 to 9 p.m. Then at 9, we rock with Sky Urchin, The Vipers, and the debut of Peacemaker. Sponsored by Herbal Aspect, Cannabis Elevated at HerbalAspect.com. The Max Inc. Concert Showcase, Saturday, September 16th at the Dark Star Art Bar. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. We are local music.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, broadcasting original local music from Wisconsin to the state of Wisconsin. Here in Madison, your Artist of the Year 2023 from the Mamas. It's Cat and the Hurricane on Max Inc. Radio.
Sorry that I'm like this. Cat in a Hurricane is the artist of the year, according to the Madison Area Music Association. In my heart as well. Cat in a Hurricane here on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. We are local music. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you want to give us a call. Say hello. Tell us what you're doing tonight. You could also call or text through the Civic Media app. If you don't have that on your phone yet, Rocker, what are you waiting for, man? I feel really bad. I was really looking forward to Sam Johnson, the owner of the Dark Star Art Bar, coming in and having a chat with us. He just couldn't make it. There's too much art. There's too much stars at the Dark Star Art Bar in East Washington Avenue. But Rocker, I wanted to take a moment just to talk about the Dark Star Art Bar. I have not personally been to the Dark Star yet, but it's on my bucket list. I'm actually going to be there in 2 weeks, broadcasting this very show live from the Dark Star Art Bar for the Max Inc. Radio Concert Showcase. Dude, I'm stoked about this. I get to do live radio in front of people. Can't wait. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be with Sky Urchin, The Vipers, and the debut of Peacemaker, sponsored by Herbal Aspect, Cannabis Elevated. Three Madison locations, Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and brand new on Gammon Road by Woodman's West. Now offering local delivery. You can shop online at herbalaspect.com. It's the Max Inc. Radio Concert Showcase at the Dark Star Art Bar, September 16th, presented by Civic Media, Mad Radio 92.7. And Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Dude, the art in the art bar is really cool. That's the cool thing about the Dark Star Art Bar, is the visual art.
Well, and I think that comes from the curator and the owner there himself, Sam Johnson. We were going to get him to talk about a little bit of that because, you know, in the mid-2000s, early 2000s, Sam was the poster creator. And he did it, you know, old school. They were these big 18 by 24 type posters that were screen printed, you know, not, you know, printed off a copy machine or anything like that. So they were really, you know, artistic and a really different style of poster.
Premium rock and roll posters.
Yeah, just old school. So, you know, I mean, he's had a flair for art. And I think that, you know, he was the guy curating and managing when it was the Dark Horse Art Bar. But of course, that went out of business. And Sam figured out a way to kind of take that over and become the curator again and, you know, mix music with art and art gallery. So it's all rolled and fused into one there.
I was talking to Robert Halstead because, you know, he's a Sky Urchin. We have the show coming up on September 16th at the Dark Star Art Bar. And he was saying he really likes how they shifted the stage from how it was kind of cornered in the window to more of a side view of it, creating a little bit more room on stage and on the floor.
Yes, it was a challenging stage. I remember Ironplow played there when we had the Bomblastica, and that was at the Dark Horse. And it was a, you know, kind of more that traditional rectangle stage in a window. And now they've kind of angled it, and I think it fits the bar more. It's probably much more conducive for live music there. I see they have more PA gear. So I'm excited to see, you know, what's going on there. And I want to play a show there myself.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, it's right across from the High Noon, right down there just off the Capitol Square.
That's why Sam didn't come in tonight, because he knew that Rocker was going to bug him for an Ironplow show.
Yeah, probably. No, he wants me to play there. We just we haven't come together on that yet.
So there's a bunch of live shows coming up at the Dark Star Art Bar. If you go to their website, Dark Star Art Bar, or darkstar.bar, it looks like, that will take you to the events page. You can see all the events there. Again, we'll be there on September 16th. I'll be broadcasting live from 6 to 9 p.m. just before Sky Urchin, The Vipers, and Peacemaker. That's going to be a great time, dude.
And then I see Lunar Moth and Or Does It Explode. They're going to be next Saturday, September 9th.
Absolutely. Another show that's coming up at the Dark Star Art Bar is Thursday, September 7th. This band is playing with DJ Last Name and Ace the DJ. Here is Dose and his latest one, Bike Ride, on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. We are local music.
are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. but it seems a shame. Been 5 long years since I last heard your name. And I ain't seen your face since I don't know when. Poor heart keeps asking me where you've been. But it seems a shame no one's come yet to take your place. I wonder how long this heart will hold to a lover lost at 18 years old.
Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. Frank Martin Bush there and Wonder. That's brand new stuff from him. Frank Martin Bush and the Names will be playing Taste of Madison on Sunday. So you can make plans for that for tomorrow. Before that, Old Soul Society and Shake the Blues Away. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. Original local music until midnight here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker, we got brand new music from Rain Stern coming up after the top of the hour here. A double dip of Rain Stern.
Wow.
Her new song, Zodiac, which we're going to hear, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. I can see it on your face already, Rocker.
I'm smiling, Jimmy. I'm ready to hear it. I love Rain Stern. It'll be good to hear what she's doing.
Love to know
these days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's out in L.A. living the life, and we got her new music. We're going to play it soon. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Don't forget, you could also call or text from the Civic Media app. Also coming up next hour,
We're going to have Michelle Braun on the show. Looking forward to that. She's going to be talking about Vava Voom Rock and Roll Fundraiser Car Event and Bike Show. That's in Milwaukee, right, Rocker?
Yeah, it's a Conwalk, actually. It's at the Steel Tank Brewing Company. Really good food. And when we come back, Jimmy, we got a text.
Oh, we'll talk about that soon. You can text us right now, 844-967-2789, or within the Civic Media app. Let's do that while we listen to some brand new Kelsey Miles. It's Fool. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
Local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. President Biden and the first